Okay, so welcome. This is Anna. It is the second call of our free Yoga Body Spring Cleanse of 2014. And I have been really full and joyful and inspired by watching everyone and hearing from everybody, whether it's been on the Facebook group or individually from talking to people. And, you know, it is a journey, and I think in so many ways it's not a very long journey. 10 days, that was kind of our minimum. And then, of course, there's the option to go a little longer and do 14. Or it's certainly not negative to do longer. So it's not a problem at all. And it is really, in the grand scheme of things, it's a blip. So I always think it's just such a nice, intentional time to shed some things and experience new experiences, get clarity, see what's changed and shifted, and it really offers perspective on our bodies and on our, you know, not just our physical bodies, but our mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, and how they are not static. They're quite dynamic. And in fact, I think a lot of you know that I was on retreat last week and was doing, I was with one of my teachers, my yoga teachers, and having an amazing, you know, cleansing, detoxing time for sure. But the name, the primary focus of the retreat was fluid power. And there is, you know, a lot of what my teacher teaches is this dynamic quality, this ever-changing way in which we are in these bodies and we kind of flow. And sometimes that flow might feel, when we think of flow, we might think, oh, flow, it's sort of, you know, flowing down the river. And it is. And it is an easier way to be and navigate. And it requires all your senses turned on and kind of listening and feeling and tasting and sensing. But it's going, you know, flowing doesn't always mean that it's this easy breezy sit back and kick back. There's sometimes the flow that calls us to do something in a different way, to maybe speak some truth that might feel difficult, to evaluate, to really be truthful with ourselves, whatever that is. And I really see this time as an opportunity to do that for yourself. So I hope that it's offered you a little bit of that. You know, that's my hope, and maybe it didn't. Maybe it offered you something else, and that's great. And my other hope, I'm going to call it a hope. My other hope would be that you'll take this and you'll actually utilize it for the future, meaning that this wasn't a one-time thing. Whether I run another free cleanse or not, and you end up doing that with me, which I hope that you would, should I do something like that, but that it's now in your back pocket. And I was, you know, talking to somebody earlier today, and it's like, great, you have experienced some results. And remember that so that you then are inspired to come back to this practice, to come back to the cleanse, and know that it does have this benefit, and it does have the power to move you forward. So with all that said, I am going to share my intention for this call and being here with you today. So my intention is to assist you in anchoring your experience with an inspired action plan. So you anchoring this experience with an inspired action plan, meaning looking forward, what will you do? This inspired action plan on how you will consciously move forward in a new way after this transformation. And I joyfully hold space for your desires to continue to unfold gracefully as I stay connected to my own evolution and ability to serve in a bigger way. This is something even better for the highest good of all concerned. So that is my intention, and I would just ask you to drop into your intention and what, whether it's specifically, okay, what do you hope to gather from this call? What do you hope to offer to this call? What do you hope to inspire moving forward for yourself? I mean, just from the space that you are right now. And you can just take a minute, maybe, hopefully you've got something to write with and on, and maybe jot something down for yourself and allow yourself to take a moment to settle in and be present. And maybe noticing that there's a different level of presence after your journey so far, wherever you are in it, knowing that it's all perfect. I do want to mention that we are, I think, like in the wee hours of the morning here on the West Coast, which means in even the weir hours on the East Coast, we'll be hitting the new moon, and there's a solar eclipse that is accompanying this new moon. And the last full moon we had, I just lost my earpiece. There we go. The last full moon that we had 2 weeks ago was accompanied by a full lunar eclipse, which was visible in the Western Hemisphere, which is pretty cool. But what that brings along with it is kind of an intensity. So the full moon was quite intense. I know I felt it very much, and a lot of people I spoke with, and maybe you're remembering back and know that. And this is a different energy because it's a new moon, but also still intense. There's an emotional quality, and new moons are very much about moving forward and setting intentions and planting seeds. You know, it's the darkness, whereas the full moon is like, okay, shining the light on what's happening and what needs to be released and what might be old and needing to be let go of. So it's a great time, actually, for us to start up with our cleanse, and kind of now here, I like to look at that if I can. So there was a little bit of pre-planning in my little world, just as a behind-the-scenes kind of thing, and even, you know, even with what I said about planting the seeds, it's actually this energy that we're enjoying around this new moon, which you may have felt is a little intensity over the last couple of days or few days. It's a great time for any toxic habits or old patterns to be shed with the eclipse. So the eclipse specifically kind of deals with that. And so, great, here we are, continuing forward from our cleanse. It's just so in alignment with that. And it's a great time to set your intentions to shift and evolve and maybe continue to shift and evolve. So because of the intensity, I just recommend being gentle, and particularly with some of the things I'm going to be talking about today, stay aware, be gentle, don't rush the process. Really keep your eyes open and keep your mind open. This also deals with values, like what do you value? What do you truly, truly value? So this could be a wonderful exercise to do at this juncture towards the end of your cleanse, is to sit down and say, what do I value? And am I including this in my life? Am I actually bringing this into my experience? You know, maybe there's a really strong value and it's not happening, and that can be an intention to set. And also relationships and how we're relating to ourselves and other people and the elements and the earth. Absolutely, we just had Earth Day. All of this thing, and then again, setting those intentions and moving forward from there. So it's a little side note. What we're going to do right now is I'm hoping that you've got a pen and paper, or pencil and paper, and if you don't, or journal, if you don't, please just kind of grab that for yourself. But I'd like for you to jot down what has changed. This is part of the anchoring process. So just writing down for yourself what's changed, what's shifted from subtle to growth. You know, just like give yourself a moment, tune in. I would encourage you to actually continue with this a little bit later on, or as you know, if you're not done, then when you are finishing with your cleanse. But just kind of jotting down a few things, and sometimes it takes us a moment. And how have you grown? How have you grown? You have. And so just write down a couple things, something that comes to mind. How have you grown? And along with this, write down your successes. What are your wins? What have been some positive experiences? What has been going well? What is the good? What are your successes? Acknowledge them. Yay! You know, that nothing is too small, nothing is too insignificant. How are you feeling in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, in your spirit? I'm just taking a moment. How are you feeling? You know? If you're not done with your cleanse yet when you listen to this, or if you're on the line right now, then I would encourage you to do this again once you are. And you can just re-listen to this or write these down or do that however you like. What have you released? What have you let go of? Maybe it's something that you were eating and it wasn't serving you. Maybe it was a certain activity. Maybe it was a way of relating. Maybe it was a habit. Maybe it was a way of speaking. Who knows? Maybe it was sitting in front of the TV at night. What have you released? What new and good things have you embraced? What new and good things have you embraced? You know, are there some things that are different for you and that are new? It could even be that you've embraced the idea of cleansing and plan to do it, you know, 2, 3, or 4 times a year. How are your stress levels at this stage? So has that shifted for you? And part of what I talked about on the first call was the whole idea of including the relaxation, getting into the parasympathetic nervous system, the relax and digest mode. So how are your stress levels? Has there been a change there? What do you notice? Those of you who maybe wanted to lighten up in the bodily sense, meaning shed some weight, reduce bloating, whatever, even digestive stuff, those stress levels are really important, meaning to keep them, to manage them. That can be a really key component and part of why I'm not a big fan of diets and that diet mentality. What are your challenges at this stage? What feels like a struggle, if anything? You know, maybe nothing feels like a struggle right now. Maybe it does. Maybe there is something. So just take a moment to kind of check in and ask yourself, and write those down so that you know and you can take steps to address this, whether it's by getting support, whether it's within your own being, whether it's asking a question tonight, whatever. Okay. Kind of acknowledge what feels like it's not going well or things that you still want to work on. That's another one. Things that you still want to work on. And take a moment to write that down. And just kind of check in. And then write down, and I know I'm going a little bit quickly, but I want to have time to cover some things, so you can always go back to these. And please do if you're feeling like I'm putting the pressure on at all. How can you get support to work through any of these challenges or things that don't feel, you know, feel a little bit unstable? How can you do that? Can you ask for the support that you need? Do you need to ask a friend, a family member, or a professional? As you move out of this program, remember that your cells renew about every 3 to 4 months. So although you may be feeling some changes from this cleanse already, the real shifts won't happen for another 10 to 14 weeks. And so that's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool. So what my point with that is two things. It's like, don't think that this is the final, oh, okay, well, this is it. I did the cleanse, and now this is, you know, this is the experience I had. And maybe there's some excitement with what you have experienced, but then a letdown because perhaps you had greater expectations or something. So I want you to know that that continues and that you will, you know, you'll feel some effects later on too. What's really key in that is some of the things that we're going to talk about, like transitioning out in a good way, continuing to support yourself. You don't have to maintain the cleanse regimen necessarily, but how will you support yourself in moving forward to anchor and maintain and feel good about yourself? So knowing that, it's kind of something to look forward to. Get clear about your personal long-term vision and plan. So this is an opportunity on this call. I'm really hoping that I can facilitate that a little bit for you to get clear about your personal long-term vision and plan. Perfect timing. Again, what I shared with you about the new moon and the eclipse, it's like, this is like ripe time, and I hope you're feeling that. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to take advantage of that. And if you're not clear, consider, really consider some support to get you there. And if you feel a little unsteady on your own, then also consider some support to get you there. My 10-week Bliss Body Transformation Home Study Program, which is something as well you can do online, can be an awesome way to continue the support for yourself at a very affordable rate. And actually, I have a little surprise for everybody here that I'm going to be offering you that program should you be inspired to do it at 50% off. And I'll tell you more about how to do that at the end of the call. Some of you have done that program, and so you're like, well, I've already done that program. And I'll have a little something to share with you as well. But that's exciting, and I'm hoping that if it resonates with you and it speaks to you, that you will take advantage of that. And it does include some time with me as well and everybody else. Okay, so I want to congratulate you on coming this far. It's not easy to step away from what has been comfortable and known and to step into things that seem different and scary. And I don't know that anybody was kind of biting their nails and going, oh, a cleanse. But there is this fear, and how that fear manifests can be in so many different ways. It can be as resistance. It can be in going, well, kind of making excuses. And I don't even say making excuses from a place of consciously making excuses. It's just happening. So that fear can manifest in many ways. And even when we know that at our core, this is good for us, and that's actually often when the resistance comes up even more. the wonderful gift that you get with stepping up is that you grow and expand, and you get to explore your real potential. These are real aspects of this type of work. And I know that we can think of just the physical, tangible, but these are real aspects. When you have health, real honest to goodness, deep down health, you glow and radiate and can step into your truest power. This is huge. And I want it to come from this desire. Like I never talk a prospective client into working with me, ever. I don't want to do that. I want that desire to be inside because I know it's inside of me. And what happens, it's actually just pointless, really, to talk somebody into it and kind of, you know, strap them down and say, here's what we're going to do. So know that. Know that you want to connect with your desire. I want to encourage you to celebrate. How will you do this? And actually write that down. How will you do this? Find something that is a non-food way to celebrate. You can also maybe have a food way to celebrate. Maybe it's to go to your favorite restaurant or something, really staying conscious and aware. But also a non-food way to celebrate is so powerful because it will anchor it. It will provide you with something that really nourishes you and doesn't have to be, you know, starving down some chocolate cake as a way to celebrate. So that would be my 2 cents. Some great non-food celebrations would be time in nature with others or by yourself, maybe a little getaway. These are, you know, getaways can be, they don't have to be expensive. A massage, a new item of clothing that reflects your post-cleanse energy and self and the body. You know, some of you have expressed, oh, I've lost some weight or whatever. So maybe something that shows that off and makes you feel good about yourself. What is your plan for moving forward consciously with intention? You know, and that's part of your celebration. So do celebrate. And actually, I would love to hear that on the Facebook group if you can post that and say, I'm going to be celebrating whatever like this. So something that is important for us to talk about at this juncture and at the tail end of your cleanse is phasing out. How will you be phasing out? You may already be kind of in the phasing out cycle, but or not quite there at all. So you can absolutely continue for another week or two of the food plan if you wanted to. You really could. You'd be totally fine. There'd be nothing there's nothing negative. So I'll often get that question. Nope. Nothing. You could do that. You could even try a week of chicory if you haven't done that yet. You know, you could kind of just move into that and be like, oh, I'll try that. These are just suggestions. These are just openings. These are just, you can do this. You don't have to. So that would be, you know, that would be totally fine. So let's say that you're not going to do that and you're going to start to move into your new healthy eating way and your healthy being way. You want to really open up the conversation with your body if you haven't already. You want to keep that conversation open and fluid. As you explore adding food back in, keep checking in with yourself. Literally ask your body what it wants and needs. Literally do this. I know it might sound a little off, but the more you do that, the more you're going to cultivate a relationship with your body and the ability to listen to what it needs and desires and what truly, truly serves it. So just keep asking. Your body is so wise. It's so wise, and it tells you so much. You can try putting your hand on your belly right now and asking, body, what do you need? Or, you know, if you're in a situation where you're wondering, or your body, is this something that will nourish you? And just kind of see. You can see usually what will happen. And it's subtle, so, you know, it just requires a little playfulness. But as you kind of tune this, you'll feel maybe a slight expansion, like a feeling of like, oh, yeah, with a yes, and a little bit of a contraction or a heaviness with a no. And again, just play with it. Just have fun. Just enjoy talking to yourself if you don't already. Okay, so adding things back. Some of you have already started that process. Some of the things eliminated in this cleanse were not generally unhealthy foods. So there were things like fruit, and those aren't really unhealthy foods. I think if some fruits are higher in sugar, and if for people that are sensitive to sugars and things like that, it's a good idea to minimize that, but. That would be one example. Also, some whole grains weren't included on this, and those can be healthy for some people, not healthy for other people. Something like raw dairy or goat dairy can often be good. I got the question on the first call, one of our cleansers really liked to include that. Now, this is a great opportunity to add these foods back to just kind of check in and see. There's also some things like, you know, maybe gluten-free products that are pretty clean, you know, things like gluten-free pasta or gluten-free bread. Not all gluten-free breads are clean, to be totally honest. I am not a fan of them for that reason. But some things that we didn't have, honey, raw honey. I mean, I think raw honey is a wonderful food. So anyway, those are some of the things. If you have sugar cravings and candida and stuff like that, I would still minimize the healthy sugars too, and not kind of do things in excess. So one of the things too that I just want to mention about that is that often I'll see people doing more fruit than vegetables. So kind of keep that edge on the vegetables and let them take center stage as you move forward and just see how that is for you. What we're doing here, and you know, the thing is our bodies are sensitive, and we don't really know that until we cleanse, until we allow that sensitivity to present itself and for us to tune into it. And we eliminated the common allergenic foods and foods that a vast majority of the population can be sensitive to, often without knowing it. These include wheat, gluten, soy, and dairy. We also included caffeine and alcohol. Alcohol really being a super sugar. And we also took out sugars, for sure. Some of the secondary items include eggs, which I did recommend eliminating. Nuts, especially peanuts, beef, and shellfish. So these are just some of the allergenic or sensitive foods for people. There are all kinds of things that people can be personally sensitive to. I have a friend who's allergic to avocados, which is, in my eyes, a travesty. strawberries, you know, things like that that are more random. Just keep exploring, especially if you have hay fever, seasonal allergies, digestive problems, inflammation, intense cravings, headaches, bloating, and other chronic kind of unexplained issues. I will say that gluten and wheat can be huge implicators in a lot of these symptoms. So if that's a regular for you and you pulled it out and you're feeling better, I would encourage you to kind of explore that gluten-free lifestyle, which is way easier than you think. I've been gluten-free for years. The key to testing yourself is adding back one suspected food at a time. And I would recommend doing this with all the foods that we didn't have on, the soy, the gluten, the dairy, the sugar, the caffeine, the alcohol, am I missing something, eggs, that you would do this very consciously and intentionally if you can. So adding back one suspected food at a time after having not eaten it for about 14 days and notice any reactions. Space the foods apart at least 2 to 3 days is optimal. What are you looking for? So if you introduce a food, and by the way, if you haven't had gluten and you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to test gluten, and you go, I'm going to have this huge bowl of pasta, I suggest to not do that, to have a smaller amount, and then you can test again and have a little larger amount. So it's a good idea to have, you know, like a half a slice of bread or something and not go too crazy. But I want to just talk about a few of the main things that might be a sign of a sensitivity, which are mucus in the sinuses, your throat, your ears, kind of clearing the throat, feeling like there's phlegm, headaches, digestive discomfort, which include gas and bloating, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, heartburn even, fatigue, kind of a feeling of foggy head. This is something that I'll get with gluten. It's like this, this heavy brain, and I feel like I'm getting sick, actually. I feel kind of like I'm getting the flu. Skin rashes, breakouts, hives, those would all be indicators. Mood shifts, depression, anger, anxiety even, weight gain or bloating. All of these are kind of some of the main ones. Inflammation, like pain in the body, pain in the joints. And I know this can sound like a lot, but it's worth exploring. It's worth kind of checking out as you're going through this process. And just seeing, particularly if you have some like unexplained symptoms that magically went away after cleanse. And don't lose hope if something you really like causes a reaction. Often when you eliminate something for a certain period of time, you can retest yourself and you might be able to add it back in. And it's just good. It's good to explore that. A lot of times what happens with my clients is they'll take something out that they found out they were sensitive to, and then they're like, oh, you know, I tried a little bit of it, and it was awful. And they didn't even like it, and they kind of had a reaction. They were like, oh, I felt horrible. It didn't even taste good to me. So a lot of times it's not the end of the world, and you start to discover new things, and it's like life goes on, right? There's more to life than food. So thankfully, we can sustain ourselves on wonderful foods, and there's such an abundance that we have. At the same time, being sensitive to a favorite food is often an indication, well, like when there's something you just like have to have all the time, often that's an indicator that you might be sensitive to. So really let yourself explore this a little. And always be careful about eating a lot of one type of food. I got this with eggs, and I ended up developing an allergy to eggs because I was eating them so much. And I've seen that with other people too. So we've got so many alternatives. I ask you or invite you to like stay in that place of abundance. Stimulants. Some things I really don't suggest adding back in on a regular basis. And these include sugar and foods that behave like sugar, and coffee and cigarettes and alcohol and soft drinks and artificial sweeteners and processed foods. I'm even including wheat and gluten and pasteurized dairy to this list. Like I would say soy and pasteurized dairy are kind of like on the like occasional list, and then you know all the others. I'm not going to recommend those. Obviously, they may happen in your life. It's just kind of looking at the relationship. Look at all of that. Let yourself stay open and interested. You can do some research about a lot of these foods. Wheat, soy, and pasteurized dairy have a lot of corporate dollars behind them to promote them as healthy foods, but for the most part, they're not, and we're really funding a pretty big industry. I think there's as much as 70% of the population has been shown to be sensitive to gluten. Some of the signs of gluten intolerance are digestive issues, ADD, anxiety, anemia, hypothyroidism, asthma, bone and joint pain, depression, eczema, diabetes, difficulty digesting dairy, fatigue, infertility, insomnia, mineral deficiency, I'm kind of reading off this list, obesity, osteoporosis, PMS, psoriasis, arthritis, and a lot more, actually. So, yeah, there you have it. just a little something to chew on, and there's so many other things to satisfy this with, especially nowadays. In my 10-week home study program, as well as in my private programs, I go over in detail all the wonderful alternatives along with some delicious recipes and resources and all of that. Soy, especially unfermented soy, is not a food I recommend. It contains a lot of enzyme inhibitors and anti-nutrients, which can block the body from absorbing some minerals like iron and calcium and magnesium. And if you have hypothyroidism, I definitely suggest avoiding it. Fermented soy would be things like tempeh, raw miso, natto, or naturally brewed soy sauce, and those tend to be better because they're produced in a way that is the way they should be. And, you know, dairy, I prefer raw dairy. I would do some research around where you can get it if you can't get it in the health food store. Generally, even places that won't carry it in the stores, you can find dairy. Like if you really want to try that. It's a different animal. What happens with pasteurization is the enzymes that help us digest dairy. Dairy is a building food. It's designed to make, especially cow dairy, very large animals grow large. So I always tell this to my clients, especially when they're interested in losing weight, that this is a building food designed to build your body up. And it's designed to build a cow up, not even a human. So that's something to consider. And the pasteurization kills a lot of the enzymes, actually all the enzymes, that are designed for us to digest that more easily and allow it to flow through rather than becoming kind of this thing that our body has to deal with. And there can be things like calcium deposits that can be created in the body. I love things like almond milk, rice milk, hemp milk, coconut milk. These are wonderful to be using. Coconut milk is one of my favorites, or coconut cream. So not really trying to make you paranoid in any way. I'm really just wanting to inform you and allow you to make your own decisions. So with the coffee and the caffeine, I would say decide what your relationship you'd like for that to be. It can, coffee particularly, can affect your blood sugar and create hypoglycemia. Also, adrenal exhaustion can lead to inflammation and autoimmune and hormonal imbalance, things like that. Cardiovascular issues can be affected with coffee, and mood swings and dependency. I mean, we see when we go into withdrawal sometimes. Caffeine also speeds up the depletion of youth-building hormones like DHEA and melatonin, so it ages us. Stress, it produces stress hormones. So it's really something, female and male hormonal issues like fibrocystic breast disease and PMS and infertility problems. So I'm saying this not to say never have a cup of coffee again. It's just like, oh, well, if I know these things and I see how it's behaving in my body, then maybe I'm not going to have it every day, multiple times a day. Sugar, we kind of know. I'm not even going to go into that. Like, there's so much related to sugar, and it's more addictive than cocaine. That's been proven. And it converts to fat in our bodies. So nothing, not eating fat. We can eat fat. Healthy fats are great. Sugar will convert to fat in the body. So if that's a concern for you, using what I call gentle sweets like stevia, real agave nectar, probably not my favorite. I prefer things like raw honey and grade B maple syrup and coconut nectar or coconut sugar. I mentioned the stevia. Xylitol, maybe in small amounts, is another good one. Those are all great. So I'm going to talk about some keepers. What are some keepers? What can you move forward with? What maybe has been something that's become a new favorite? Water. Hopefully you've been hydrating a little more or at the same level if you're good about hydration. But yes, water. Water is awesome. Staying hydrated in any way. Putting cucumbers in your water, putting lemon in your water, however you like to do that. Stress management, taking those 3 deep breaths before we eat to connect. Meditation, exercise, all yoga, these are all wonderful. Walking out in nature, wonderful ways to just keep that stress management awareness awake and alive. Dry brushing and body scrubbing. I sent out an email to everybody. I was doing a practice. I don't think I talked about this, but Abhyanga, where you oil your body. And we were doing this on my retreat where every morning before we practice, we would oil our body, just massage oil into the body and then do the yoga practice. And then later on, you can wash it off or whatever. But really, the body scrubbing, the oiling of the body, it's an opportunity to connect and also de-stress and help your body detoxify. Both are cleansing. Green foods and vegetables, definitely, definitely. Regular cleansing, right? This is a keeper for sure. I'm hoping that you're feeling that way. Clean thoughts, kind thoughts to yourself first, always. Speaking to yourself from kindness, living a more balanced lifestyle, hopefully some of these things, less media, technology, what has your relations and your interactions and your communication, has that shifted? Keeping some of those. I'm just checking on the time here. Okay. Here's a really wonderful little exercise, and I'm thinking, maybe I'll send it out in an email. I have a video on this, but I call it the heart exercise, and it's designed to connect you with what are your intentions for moving forward. Not what I tell you to do, not what somebody else tells you to do, not what you think you should do, but what are your intentions? What do you want to see for yourself? What are your boundaries? What are your parameters? It's really important to own that. And the basics of this, really easy. You get a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, you draw a heart, a pretty big heart. You want to leave some space around the edges, but a fairly large heart. I've got some space inside of it. And so, am I saying this right? I'm missing something. There's the heart. There's a space inside the heart. Oh, I might have to look at the video now because I'm missing hysterical. I'm going to send you guys the video because I'm forgetting my own exercise here, blanking out. Anyway, what I would have you start with is on one side of the paper, you can have three columns, and you'll want to have the always list. So you have three columns. The first one is always. You can write always at the top, or, you know, abundantly. The second column is going to be sometimes. And then the third is like, no, never. And I know that seems like a strong word, but never. Like, this is not something that is okay in my realm, for my intentions, for my values, for what I see as a way to treat myself with respect and love and health. That's a no. And the first column, you'll write down all of the things, it's abundantly, all the things that you know serve you, all the foods, all the beverages that just serve you, that fuel the way you want to be. For me, that's avocados, that's green vegetables, that would be, what else would be, I have many, but I would put down like salmon, right? So those would be three examples for me. Coconuts, I love those. So those are all things that I know serve me and really fuel me, and like that's open. And then the second column, sometimes. For sometimes, I would put things like raw dairy, raw cheese, raw goat cheese or something, because it's not something I eat all the time. I know if I ate it every day, it probably wouldn't be great. Or really good quality, like organic ice cream. Oh, that's sometimes. I know somebody that makes it, and so I'll have it. I'm sensitive to it, I wouldn't eat a lot, but I would have that. It wouldn't be a never. And then in the last column, the never, well, I really, at this point, I'm never eating gluten because I know what it does to me. So that would be one. But then things like a McDonald's hamburger, I'm really never going to eat that. Just, it's not something that serves me. I have no desire. It's not even a desire to have it. So that would kind of be the never category for me. You can actually apply this to other facets of your life, too. It's kind of fun. Now I remember. Okay, I knew I would remember if I started telling you about that. So you have your heart that you want, the big heart. Around the heart, you draw a circle. I was missing something there. So you have the heart. You have the circle around the heart, which also there's some space. So there's just big white space between the edge of the heart and the circle, enough for you to write some things in. So you're going to be writing things in the center of the heart, in the circle that surrounds the heart, that circle space, and then outside on the edges of the paper. And the heart is abundantly. You're writing down all those things that abundantly you can have that inside the heart. And then in that space between the heart and the circle are the sometimes. And then in the outer space, the border, is the never. And then I would say post it somewhere for yourself. Let it be known. You're staking your claim and you're taking that on. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take you through, this is kind of a visualization, maybe an inspiration that I wanted to share with you, and then I will open it up for questions. And I'll also tell you about the way to get 50% off and all of that. This is called the Flying Trapeze, and it comes from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, something that I got from them when I was doing my training there, and I really like it. Sometimes I feel that my life is a series of trapeze swings. I'm either hanging onto a trapeze bar swinging along, or for a few moments, I'm hurtling across space between the trapeze bars. Mostly, I spend my time hanging on for dear life to the trapeze bar of the moment. It carries me along a certain steady rate of swing, and I have the feeling that I'm in control. I know most of the right questions and even some of the right answers. But once in a while, as I'm merrily or not so merrily swinging along, I look ahead of me into the distance, and what do I see? I see another trapeze bar looking at me. It's empty. And I know in that place in me that knows that this bar has my name on it. It is my next step, my growth, my aliveness coming to get me. In my heart of hearts, I know that for me to grow, I must release my grip on the present, well-known bar to move to the new one. Each time it happens, I hope, no, I pray, that I won't have to grab the new one. But in my knowing place, I know that I must totally release my grasp on the old bar. And for some moments in time, I must hurtle across space before I can grab the new bar. Each time I do this, I'm filled with terror. It doesn't matter that in all my previous hurdles, I have always made it. Each time I'm afraid I will miss, that I will be crushed or on unseen rock in the bottomless basin between the bars. But I do it anyway. I must. Perhaps this is the essence of what the mystics call faith. No guarantees, no net, no insurance. But we do it anyway because hanging on to that old bar is no longer an option. And so for what seems to be an eternity, but actually lasts a microsecond, I soar across the dark void called the past is over, the future is not here, yet it's called a transition. I had come to believe that it is the only place that real change occurs. I have noticed that in our culture, this transition zone is looked upon as a no thing, a no place between spaces. Sure, the old trapeze bar was real, and as for the new one coming towards me, I hope that's real too. But the void in between, that's just a scary, confusing, disorienting nowhere that must be gotten through as fast as unconsciously and as unconsciously as possible. What a shame. I have a sneaking suspicion that the transition zone is the only real thing, and the bars are the illusion we dream up to not notice the void. Yes, with all the fear that can accompany transitions, they are still the most vibrant, growth-filled, passionate moments in our lives. And so, transformation of fear may have nothing to do with making fear go away, but rather with giving ourselves permission to hang out in the transition zone between the trapeze bars, allowing ourselves to dwell in the only place where change really happens. It can be terrifying. It can also be enlightening. Hurtling through the void, we must learn to fly. I love that piece, and I hope it touched you and just really allowed you to see the beauty of the transition space and this transformational space. So my 10-week Bliss Body Transformation online program that I mentioned, which I would like to gift everyone with 50% off of by May 16th. So if you register, given the instructions that I'm going to give you, by May 16th, you will get 50% off, and that equals less than $25 a week for your program, which is pretty incredible. And you get a lot of, it's a complete step-by-step 10-week process that includes much of what I do with my private clients, provides tools to support you post-cleanse and really solidifying a healthy lifestyle and a body that is unique to you. What I teach is bio-uniqueness. We are not all the same, so it gives you the resources to explore that. We have weekly audios, worksheets, resources, specific protocols, tracking systems, plus some great bonuses like customized assessments, affirmation cards, 4 live Q&A calls with me, and a lot more, which I'm going to give you the URL so that you can see and read more about this and it's a specific URL. It's a secret place, secret page, because it's a 50% off. It's yogabodynutrition.com/body-love. So it's yogabodynutrition.com/body-love. And the password, because you'll have to type in the password, is body love. It's super easy. yogabodynutrition.com/body-love, password body love. And it's all one word. It's just there's no space there for the password. If you've already done this program, then I have something else for you, which is a 20-minute one-on-one with me. I would say, you know what I'll say, that if you've already done the program or that program doesn't really speak to you, then I would like to offer you a 20-minute one-on-one with me where we can really sit down and target a plan of action and guide you into what's next. And in order to claim that, please email me at Anna, A-N-A, at yogabodynutrition.com. So with all of that, please, okay, let's open up. And I would love to hear questions. I would love to hear any victories, successes, saying hello, whatever it is. We have a little bit of a smaller group than the last time, but I'm going to put us in Q&A mode, which means you can press *6, and that will unmute you. So just 1 second. Okay, so I feel like I've once again just been talking. Taking a deep breath. Hello, do I have somebody? Thought I heard some whistling.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
It's Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to thank you so much for bringing this cleanse to us. I've done other cleanses before, and I always felt like I was kind of denying myself, and it was, you know, I had to suffer for 2 weeks or 10 days. And in a lot of ways, this one felt very easy. There was a lot of good food to eat, and the results have been great. I mean, I actually started feeling good about getting into the rhythm of it very quickly. This morning was my last, yesterday was my last day, so I'm done now. And I actually lost 6 pounds, which was great because that was one of my intentions. I lost my things. I felt very energetic getting up this morning, and you know, I'm sold. I'll be doing this again.
Yay! Well, that's great to hear. How will you celebrate? Have you thought about that?
Well, I'm getting a facial tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, perfect.
That's a nice indulgence.
Yeah, and you'll be extra glowy. You'll be glowy from the cleanse. You'll be glowing from your facial.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a point at which I was feeling bored with it. I think I posted something because
it
seemed like I was eating the same meal over and over again. And then I realized, I started looking at what was allowed, and I'm like, well, I don't have to be that boring. And I started mixing it up, and I posted a couple of things. You know, I posted a recipe for a fish dish, which I did, which was amazingly good, a Moroccan style. And then I did a curry, and, you know, I sort of was, my lunches were sort of always salads, but at dinner I tried to just be a little more creative, and it worked. It was great.
Yeah, some of your little, I saw some of your photos of what you made. They look delicious. So thank you. Thank you for sharing those. Anything else that you want to share or even ask?
No, at this point, I don't think so. I can't think of anything more.
Okay. Great. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and doing this and taking it on and you know, everything. I think it's so wonderful that we can do this for ourselves. So thank you.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you can just *6 to mute yourself again. Okay, so anybody else that might want to share something? I mean, I'm kind of perusing the Facebook page, too, to see if there's anything there, which there is. You can press *6 to unmute yourself. I'm just having this feeling that it's going to be a little bit quiet here. I don't know why. Something's just telling me that. It's actually been totally amazingly beautiful here. So, and the sun's still out for me. It will be out for at least another hour. People are playing. All right. So what I'm going to do while just waiting to see if anybody else pops on is I'm going to share something that Pamela posted on the group, kind of a success, not really a question. Today is my final 10th day of cleansing. Interesting that I'm not craving or dreaming of anything to eat because I haven't felt deprived at all. I think I've discovered a wonderful baseline diet. P.S. I've been eating strawberries all along. Why? Because I did a 4-week candy cleanse not too long ago and just wasn't willing to give up fruit this time around, which I'll just little aside, I think that's totally fine. You know, obviously Pamela was looking at the sugar thing and she wanted to enjoy her cleanse, which is awesome. Otherwise, I'd probably be planning for something sweet tomorrow. So that was her words. But I'm quite content with my green smoothies, lots of veggies, and quality protein. I've even gotten some carrot black crackers dehydrating. The cleanse apparently worked on a mental, emotional level as well as a physical. Woohoo! So that is so, I love hearing that because that's such a part of my intention. Of course, your physical, your cells become your being. They become your thoughts. Our physicality absolutely affects our thoughts, our emotions, our spiritual connection. Like certain people who are really dedicated to that, they may choose not to eat meat because it's sort of heavier and takes longer to process and carries a certain energy of the animal and this and that. And, you know, that there might be other things that from spiritual, and cleansing is a huge one for opening us up to that spirit, a little more of that spiritual connection. But from, you know, mental, emotional level, that food, what on the physical level, that will affect our thoughts and our clarity, and each person is different. I really want to instill that. I have certain things that I see more often than not, and I teach those, especially in a group, but know that you're a unique individual. Remember that, honor that, listen to your body. So, yeah, it's just great to hear that breakthrough from Pamela. So, all right. Anybody else would like to share something or have asked a question? We are open. *6 will get you back. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, great. I have no attachment to anybody sharing. It's always nice to hear your voices. But definitely utilize the Facebook group. I'll obviously be posting this recording, looking at the time, and we've just done about an hour, which is a perfect amount of time. And I think if there's nobody else that wants to speak or share, I will complete your call. And I want to do that. And again, just really acknowledge you listening to this on the line right now for taking this on. And do that for yourself and acknowledge yourself and move forward in a powerful way, however that looks. And again, if you would like to check out the discount for my 10-week Bliss Body Transformation online program and get the 50% off by May 16th, you can go to yogabodynutrition.com/bodylove, password bodylove, all one word. That's BODYLOVE. I think you got that. But and then email me if either that doesn't speak to you or you've already done the program, and that's Anna, A-N-A, at yogabodynutrition.com. And that said, we will connect very soon. We're still open on the Facebook group. I'll see you there. You'll be getting the recording once that's ready, and I wish you a beautiful, beautiful night or day or whatever it is when you're listening to this. So much, much love, and we will talk soon.